Me, there's something I would really want to share, which has to do with the first experience.
Yeah.
So we don't have any documents of it.
Yeah, but it's okay. Yeah.
This morning, I really had a very strong experience when we were doing with ourselves, exploring the environment or exploring oneself with the environment.
Can you speak just a little bit louder?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. And it was that suddenly parts of it, where my attention was, became where I was, and parts of my body became environment for other parts of my body. And so that was really weird. and that was really super interesting, maybe because I'm hurt, but I was working suddenly that my thoracic, my ribs, I mean that my scapula was the environment for my ribs. And it became really interesting. And then suddenly when it came to the environment, like the floor, and I was working with the table there, it was just another part. And it was just another shift of attention. And then I could also include the environment within myself. Suddenly the floor became a prolongation of myself. I mean, the floor became a skeleton to my belly that didn't have one. Or the bench or table, I don't know, became an extension to my pelvis, so I could choose whether the limit was actually according to where I would put my attention. I could choose whether the limit was between environment and me, and sometimes it was outside me, this limit, and sometimes it was inside of me. So that was really, I mean, that was a very playful and very tasteful also. So I was just wanting to share this because this was a very nice discovery that I hope to go on exploring. It was very exciting, actually.
There's something, I mean, if you could articulate the score, because it's a score, I would be interested, I would be curious to practice it.
I don't know. But it appeared very,
I mean, this idea of where it's like, so for example, you would put the limit, okay, I would put the limit, you would put the limit on the bench, and a part of the bench connected to your arm would be a thing, and the part of the bench would be something else. Is it what you did?
No, but it first started inside of me, so it was very clear inside of me between my scapula and my ribs, and then it happened with the floor because I was telling you that the floor became, I mean, my belly was on the floor, and suddenly my belly needed support, and my belly was needing a skeleton somehow to rest on. So, and the floor somehow served as a skeleton and was no environment anymore. I mean, I turned to integrate it as...
The outside as inside. Like,
yeah, exactly.
The outside environment as your internal skeleton.
Exactly. And then the bench, at a certain point, became later another situation. My sitting on the bench was quite long. And after a while, it became... I could play with the perception of the limits of my pelvis. And my pelvis became much lower than it is really... And I mean, I could really somehow feel like that's really strange, huh? but I, so of course the bench was no environment anymore, you know. Is it, I don't know if it's clear.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
very clear.
Yeah. Thank you. But
moi, j'ai aussi cette expérience incroyable de. Après, tu avais posé la question, qu'est-ce que c'est l'environnement?
Yeah.
Et,
it was
et,
because
et
of
en
the
fait,
question,
je,
of course.
Après, je me suis dit l'environnement. Ça, il peut tout peut être l'environnement. En fait, il est défini par d'où on regarde, d'où le centre, en fait.
Exactly.
C'est-à-dire l'observateur. Puisque l'environnement, c'est ce qui nous entoure, mais si tu es au centre de la cellule, l'environnement, c'est la membrane de la cellule.
Exactement.
Mais il n'y a pas de limite entre tout l'intérieur et que la peau, c'est l'environnement de l'intérieur, mais qu'après le bâtiment, c'est l'environnement de ta peau. Si tu pars, tu regardes la peau ou tu regardes les yeux. Enfin, c'est passionnant parce que c'est vraiment passionnant. C'est comme un oignon avec des couches, tu vois, avec les couches de l'oignon, quoi. C'est vraiment Même au cœur, c'est un environnement, et puis à l'extérieur, c'est l'environnement, et puis dehors, c'est l'environnement.
This word environment makes me think, because it appeared in the title I gave to my first drawing. I realized also, like, environment, it's a word I always loved before even knowing what it could mean, or like as a teenager, I think environment, the word environment, also because of ecological thematics and engagement, there was something with the word environment that, yeah, there was some weight on, yeah, something, because it's never, it's not tangible, not in a wider context, not if we, but so it was beautiful to have this, okay, there's a longer relationship to the word.
In that thought, I was writing in the end that in French, l'environnement est ce qui est autour de mon attention. And then I had plein de points d'interrogation. Suddenly it was like, maybe, no, maybe not, maybe. But yeah.